Cast yourself to the Word of God, sir. You're going to be judged by a holy God. You're not living holy. This church is not holy. Hebrews 12:14 says, without holiness, no one will see God. Christ is our eternal sacrifice, but then he calls us to works of holiness, obedience, righteousness, not dead Sunday religion ordained by Roman Catholics, pagan holidays ordained by Roman Catholics, worldliness ordained by Satan and the man-made church systems. Actually, Satan is the father of all of these church systems. Jesus did not establish the Baptists, the Lutherans, the First Congregational. Jesus said, howbeit in vain you worship me, keeping man-made traditions, ma'am. You're following a religion that can't save you. If you really followed Jesus, you would open the scriptures and you would study to see what his word says, how you should live, how you should be. No, we won't come in. They'll call the police on us. They already called us idiots just standing on the curb. People already called us idiots just standing on the curb. They told us we're mean and unloving just standing on the curb talking to people as they come out. We didn't interrupt your service. We're quiet and peaceful. Lady got in her car and said, you should come in. Yeah, we go in there. They'll tell us that we're crashing their religious service. Open your Bible, sir. Where's your Bible? I haven't seen one Bible yet. It's obvious they don't follow them. They don't obey them. They don't read them. They don't understand them. But yet Jesus said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. That's what we're about today. Reminding them the words of Jesus and the word of God is going to be their judgment. It's loving to do so. The word rebuke means to correct. Paul says, them that are in sin publicly rebuke so others may see and fear. That's 1 Timothy 5:20.